The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Welcome to the Well Hung Podcast, where we reach into the well of life and bring you the gems of the week, from news to pop culture. Now, here are your hosts, Diana and Nate.
Hello, Diana.
What up, Nate?
30th episode.
Dirty 30. Hey, oh, wow. My podcast, wait, it's not older than I am, but there's... Hold on, that doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, there's no way I can say that to make sense. What I mean to say is that 30 is a higher number than 26, which is my age, and I'm super excited because my podcast number has surpassed my age number. But that definitely is not the same thing.
Did you ever think you'd make it to 30 shows?
I definitely did not. It's crazy. Did you?
I was hoping so. I mean,
me too. But I don't know. I just, for some reason,
I wouldn't have offered to do a show with you if I'd be like, you know, this is probably gonna last about 5, and then we're just gonna say fuck it.
Well, I don't know, man. Like, it's just like, it's cool. Like, I honestly didn't think past the first one. And then we hit 10, and I was like, shit. And then we hit 20. I was like, oh my gosh. So it's been 30 weeks.
30 weeks.
That's the crazy. I think that's what's throwing me off.
And it's actually a little more because we had a few weeks in there where we couldn't do shows.
Yeah.
Because there was vacation, there was a week when you were sick and I was sick, so
yeah, shit kept coming up.
Yeah, there have been a few like that, but 30 shows.
Damn.
Congrats.
Thank you. Congrats to you too. This is a partner thing.
It is.
So, I mean, I think the listeners should celebrate by going on Amazon.
Yeah, buy yourself something nice. Go to NateDarlingShow.com, click the Shop Amazon tab, and then buy yourself something nice. They've got deals of the day there, which is kind of a cool thing. Now, we are recording this a couple weeks early because you had to work. Yeah. We would normally be recording this on the 15th, but you are at work right now.
Yeah, I'm basically, but if you want to come visit me at work and open a reward, definitely me only, just me.
Just Diana.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find some of these. No, those are my special. Today's deals, just for instance, really good deals on stuff. Their memory cards is what one of the deals of the day.
What the fuck is a memory card?
It's what you put in your camera
SD
or your
memory
phone.
Card. Oh, really? I should get my friend one for her birthday, which already passed like 2 weeks ago.
Well, there you go. Up to 60% off select SanDisk products. That's actually a pretty good deal.
That is really good.
Deal of the day. And I was looking at what some people have been buying through the link on NateDarlingShow.com because... Now, first of all, I don't know who buys anything, so let me make that very clear. I don't know what you're buying. I just know what's being bought.
And we are guessing. I'm guessing. I don't know who even listens to this, but I'm going to guess. I'm going to just put everyone on blast that I know.
Now, remember, it's the same thing whether it's this show or the Nate Darling Show, but somebody bought a book called Feeling Good, The New Mood Therapy.
Let me know if that's actually a good book and if it helps, please. This is not a joke. I'm like actually really looking for a legit self-help book that doesn't make me feel like it's a self-help book.
This didn't actually help us because it was a 1 cent item. I didn't know that existed.
Whoever you know, you're an asshole.
So our commission on that was nothing, but thank you. Here's a nice one that came through. I looked at this the other day. The High Sierra Chaser Wheeled book bag. So it's a backpack. The list price on this bitch is $120. The price now, $49.99. Whoever bought this saved $70.
Nice. Wait, what was the 1 cent item though?
It was a book. It was a self-help book.
Oh, that was the 1 cent. I feel like at that point it was like, this is so cheap. Let me pay the shipping and handling for this. Unless you have Amazon Prime, then good call.
Yeah, I don't know why it was 1 cent because it's listing as the Kindle's listing at $4.59 right now.
That's weird.
So I don't know. Either way, but whatever you want, treat yourself. It doesn't cost you anything extra to click through the site. It does not. Absolutely nothing extra. And so basically, if you want to stick it to Amazon, they get less money out of it, and it comes to us. So
yeah, and then we can continue past 30 episodes.
Yeah, we get to do things like keep the website up and running and buy new equipment so that the show sounds good.
Mm-hmm. And then Nate can pretend to be an 18-year-old that I had a fling with.
I can pretend anything I like.
And some of us don't like, but you know, Nate can do whatever the fuck he likes.
That's right.
Because he has the technology for it.
That's right. It's a show done from my living room. So that's what you can do. I don't know. It's been weird. It's September already. It's the middle of September as we hit this. So summer's over, which is weird in California. Like, I'm from the Northeast, so when summer is over, it's normally cold. Here, when summer's over, it's like, oh, it's not brutally hot anymore. It's still...
It's disgustingly hot. Well, I feel skanky for what I'm wearing right now because I'm in an air-conditioned apartment, but today was fucking hot. That's the thing. But then it gets cold, like, randomly. Like, before you know it, it's just going to start it's going to be freezing cold. And so I'm kind of, like, nervous because I agreed to pet sit for my friend. And she has a pool, which is the only reason I agreed. So I was going to, like, say, take some, like, mental vacation time and go hang out there. But I'm worried by the time they leave, it's going to be fucking cold. And it's just going to bite me in the ass. So we'll see.
Well,
California weather sucks. Unless you're in SoCal and everything's just fucking perfect. See you soon, LA.
California weather doesn't suck. You haven't lived
NorCal.
You've not lived anywhere where the weather is bad. If you think
are
the
you
weather here
are you
sucks.
Kidding? They canceled class for like 2 days because of a blizzard when I was at Washington State.
Right.
I had to walk to class to find out that it was canceled. Well, and he kept us in for 15 minutes because he's like, I'm allowed to. Legally, I'm allowed to keep you 15 minutes. And we did absolutely nothing but stare at him.
Okay, I'm baffled. So this is college, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if the professor made it to class and most of the students made it to class, why not just fucking have class? Because you're paying for it.
Oh, because they... Because the lights or something kept going in and out too.
Okay.
There was like a lot of shit going on. And then it was like a safety thing. So they're like, they didn't want it to be like on campus and stuff like that. So we had to leave. But he was like, I'm going to keep you as long as... Because it happened like right after the security thing happened. Because I had an early class.
Okay.
And actually a lot of people didn't go. Mainly because it's Washington State and they didn't get a fuck. Because it was public school. It was like huge auditorium classes. Mm-hmm. And so you only have to show up for tests. But I was a good student.
Well, of course, you're Asian.
Yeah. No,
knew
was
that.
Why did I go to class?
No, you
day?
Were Asian. You're right from birth.
Oh, yes. But I learned how to play pool on YouTube last night. That was my friend's birthday. So we went to that pool place, Hard Times.
Okay.
And the last time I used to suck at pool. And I'm kind of suck, but I suck less now because I learned how to YouTube that shit. And my friend challenged me and was like, I'm going to beat you at pool. I'm like, I'm going to YouTube that shit. Yes, I suck at pool. I suck at pool. That is what I'm saying.
Oh, but you should be good at it because pool is nothing but geometry.
No, now I know that.
See?
I knew the balls. Oh my god, I knew how everything else was like physics and geometry, but like the stance and stuff like that, I didn't know. So I had to YouTube it.
Oh, okay,
so now I'm like pretty decent at it. But yeah, I used to be like really smart.
So if you worked at that, how long would it take before you started hustling people out of money?
Oh, that can happen. If I had my own pool table, probably like a night.
What if you had your own pool stick? Not you don't need to just have. See, that's how you can tell someone's a hustler. They've got their own pool stick.
Oh yeah, probably like a night. That was the main thing. Like on YouTube, I was like trying to. It was hard for me because I didn't know like if I was doing it right because I didn't have a reference point. The pool. Kareem is thrusting you.
I don't think so, but
he was.
He's miming playing pool.
He likes poking you with his stick. His invisible stick.
No.
The magic stick. No. See what I did there, 50 Cent? I'm judging everyone in this room.
This show's gone off the rails.
It's gone off real, and it's about to get worse because the. I don't know if this is... I thought they were making this up, but apparently this was a real performance at a show.
Yeah, it makes me sad, too, because it's in one of my favorite cities in Montreal, at Parc Jean Drapeau. It was the first day of the Heavy Montreal, North America's biggest heavy metal festival. Metallica was the headliner. They also had Anthrax, Voivod, Overkill, and a few other bands that I have not heard of. But there's a thing now... called baby metal,
mm-hmm.
And it's of course it's out of Japan because all really strange things come from Japan.
Don't not to get confused with Koreans. I'm Korean.
No. You guys hate each other.
Uh huh. Just so everyone knows.
Yeah, I've seen MASH. It's anyway. that's my base of knowledge. But let's take a listen to what this sounds like. because it can't be good. People are rocking out to this, too.
I don't know. I think they were just so fucked up they couldn't tell. Because when I saw this, I really, really did not know how to react.
Well, if you're really into headbanging, you can bang your head to this. Oh, hold on. She's going to sing.
This part's kind of catchy. I'll give them that.
Well, here's what it sounds like. It sounds like they started with a heavy metal song, and then they went to sort of a little bit of a poppy rhythm with a weird girl band sound. And then it's a weird conglomeration, and there's this three Japanese girls who were in a weird goth anime combo outfit, and they're all dressed alike, dancing around. It's just odd.
I love that it was called Give Me Chocolate, right?
Yes. This song is
even better.
Give Me Chocolate.
Even better. It's kind of catchy.
It's enough to make you want to get the...
So that's a new thing.
It is.
It's a thing now.
It is. There's also another song here. Did you listen to the second
no,
one?
No, I didn't. There's a second one.
This is the music video. The first one was a live performance. This is a music video. It's Baby Metal from BMD Fox Records.
I kind of like this one better.
All they've done is put a heavy metal drum beat behind obnoxious dance music.
Exactly. That's why it's called Baby Metal. You know, it's like, okay, here's the scary thing. Japanese people, they are kind of trendsetters. So it's scary. Like, it could be a hit or miss. I'm kind of worried because the donut thing, you remember that where they inserted saline into their foreheads to make a donut?
Yes.
Okay, so that was obviously a miss. I'm hoping that just doesn't come to America. I'm kind of scared that this is not a miss and this is a hit. And this is going to be over in our country in the next 5 years. Because shit, we are delayed in this kind of stuff. We're delayed in technology. I don't give a fuck what you say. We are.
Yeah.
And in music, we are. Because the stuff that's been going on, that's been like pretty much like K-pop for a while. So like music, we're behind a little bit.
I'm fine. I'm fine with always being behind this music.
No, okay, that's fine. But what I'm scared is this is going to be next. The donut thing skipped. We're cool with that. That made me nervous. I thought that was going to catch on, but I just don't think there's enough people rich enough to go through procedures like that, elective procedures. So I'm kind of worried that this might actually catch on.
Look, I survived Miley Cyrus. I can survive this.
Okay, first off, Miley Cyrus is not over.
I didn't say
she was.
She
still reigns supreme.
Well, I don't know that I would say reign supreme.
Do not talk shit about Miley.
Well, I would say this. Don't use the word supreme with Miley Cyrus because Diana Ross will come up here and smack you. As well she should. As will anybody else associated with the Supremes.
Touche.
That's all Touché. I'm saying. That is
all I'm saying is that Miley Cyrus be a bad bitch. I'm so funny.
Are you?
I'm so funny. I should totally try that like comedy thing.
I thought you were funnier when you lived in the Bay. I read that
See?
On Facebook.
See? That's the thing. That's the thing. You guys, this could be better if I lived in San Francisco.
Could it?
It could be a lot better. I'm not saying like it could be great. I'm just saying my bad ones could be decent.
Okay.
Is what I'm saying.
All right.
So don't get your hopes up.
Oh, okay. We'll move on with that. All right, well, we're doing a little bit of a shorter show because you know, we've got other things to do, and you're working, as we would normally record this.
Yes, I am working.
Sorry about that.
Oh, fuck. I can tell you how I am. I'm miserable. I mean, I'm so happy because I'm seeing so many new faces.
Mm-hmm.
And people from high school that I'm just like, I can feel their judgment. And they're just like, what happened to you? You used to be so smart.
Are they going to be like the girls in that weird commercial where they're like, oh, what are you doing now? Oh, I'm out of school now. I'm a medical assistant. And they're like, oh, we've still got more school to go. How did she get to be a medical assistant? Because she paid like $80,000 a year to learn how to file shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, crazy.
Pretty
By
much.
The way, check out John Oliver's show on HBO, and you can find it on YouTube later. The one that dropped on September 7th talks about private universities. It's fantastic stuff.
John Oliver.
All right. I think the show's called Last Week Tonight, but there's a whole thing about private universities and kind of how they contribute to student debt and stuff like that.
They just contribute so much. I remember at USF, I was just like, someone would raise their hand, and I'm just like, what did I do wrong to be in the same classroom as you? Like, obviously, this doesn't happen at Stanford.
But it does. Not even USF. I'm talking about, like, the ones that advertised during, like, the Jerry Springer show.
Oh, those like, schools. Phoenix University is the...
Yes, and DeVry.
DeVry is another one.
There's a bunch of them where it's like, you know, 6 months ago, I was nowhere, and now I'm working in a doctor's office, and I'm thinking, I don't want you in my doctor's office.
Oh, no, definitely not.
Yeah.
There's this... Oh, I probably shouldn't say this. I used to... There's this one nurse that came and tried to apply for a job. And I was like, well, one of the requirements is that you need a BS, Bachelor of Science, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, an AA doesn't work. I'm like, no. He's like, you guys are discriminating. I'm like, against what?
No, that's not discriminating. That's having levels of qualification.
Yeah, and not to him. He's like, no one has those anymore. I'm like, I'm pretty sure you're wrong.
Yeah.
Because everyone's been applying and getting through. So, yeah, I completely agree. Some people just... You know, and I get it, but the fact that, like, sometimes it is a lot of money and it's a lot of debt, so I don't understand. Just go to... I'm not going to put my political stance on that. Because as long as you're trying to better yourself, go ahead. If you're getting fucked over, that sucks.
Yeah. Here's what I will say. Here's a good bitches preach to wrap the show with. It's not discrimination if it's a qualification.
Ooh. That is a good one.
So, there
you
go. That
is a good one.
That's going to do it for this episode of the Well Hung Podcast. Sorry it was short, but it was sweet, just like Diana.
I'm tall for my people.
I said sweet.
Short.
No, I said...
I'm pulling a straight female move and just listening to the only bad thing you said. Like, you just said short. Oh, yeah, the sweet thing, whatever, but you call me short. I'm 5'6". I'm a giant. I'm actually proportional. You know what? Anyway, have a nice week while I'm at work.
Bye, everybody.